Well, how's that for timing?
What do you mean?
We both stepped out exactly together.
We didn't time this.
I know we didn't time it.
What's your point?
That is my point. We both stepped out, and we didn't know the other person was stepping out at exactly the same time.
Hey, why are you yelling at me right now?
I'm just explaining the good timing of this when no explanation is needed. It's just, it's the good timing. It's...
I don't get it, but whatever.
Hello, Schitt's Creek fans. Welcome to another episode of Shits and Giggles. We're a Schitt's Creek podcast, and every other week we talk about a different episode of the series, and we're going through the entire series in chronological order. My name is Paul McCambridge. I'm one of your two hosts, and with me is my lovely wife, Carla. Carla, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay.
Ready to talk a Moira-centric episode.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Let's just hope there aren't scandalous pictures of us online somewhere.
Oh, I don't think there are.
No? Okay.
Nobody would look at them if there were, let's be honest.
You wouldn't ask some stranger who runs slash owns a motel to try and find them for you?
I would not.
No? Okay.
No. I would be horrified.
All right,
and
okay.
Try to delete them as quickly
all right.
as I could.
Okay, well, I
but not our Moira.
No, not at all. So, we are talking about episode 9 of season 2, Moira's Nudes. The original air date for this episode is March 1st of 2016. It's directed by our good friend, Jerry Sicaritti, mm-hmm. who we've heard of many, many times before. After this, he only has 2 more directing credits of the entire series.
It feels weird because I feel like he directs... Every episode. I feel like we're always
yes.
saying his name.
Nearly every episode.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, though, it is written by David West Reed, and this is only his 2nd writing credit on the series. He also wrote Family Dinner.
Oh, okay.
So this is his 2nd. He is part of the series as a producer all the way to the end and has a few more writing credits sprinkled in. So we'll hear from him again as we move forward.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's start.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, we start with Johnny and Alexis, both coming out of the motel at the same time.
At the same time?
Johnny's super excited about their in-sync timing.
Yes.
And Alexis doesn't get it.
No. Yeah. And for people that know and have listened to this before, anytime we give our final thoughts on the episode and our ratings of the episode, this is a little snippet that I put in when he says, "This is so great."
Mm-hmm.
But that has really nothing to do with them coming out of the hotel room, but it's in this same scene. But mm-hmm. yes, he thinks it's hilarious. The timing is mm-hmm. impeccable.
Right.
She doesn't get it.
No, not at all.
No.
No, and then it gets to the point where she's like, "Why are you yelling at me about this?
We didn't plan this.
Right.
What are you talking about? Why are you yelling at me right now?"
Yeah, no, she doesn't get it at all.
Yeah, but thankfully, this doesn't become any more awkward because David pulls up in a car.
Yes.
An actual car that this family kind of now has?
Mm,
kind of.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we can get into that.
Right. Of course, paid for by his employer.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he needs a more economical way to get to work. Is that how he puts it? Or a more reliable way to get to work?
Yeah, other than Stevie getting angry at him, I'm sure, every day.
Right. And I wonder if it is... Do you think it's that Stevie isn't great about getting him there? Or he's just not great about getting there? We saw in previous episodes that she's ready to take him and he's not ready
He's
to
not
go.
Ready. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I...
And his employer might think maybe he'll get here on time if I give him a car.
Maybe. I think it's a combination of both.
Okay.
I think Stevie's annoyed about it and doesn't want to take him, and he's never ready, which, hence the annoyance.
Well, then that's really nice of the Blouse Barn.
The Blouse Barn.
To help Stevie out in this situation.
Oh, totally.
I like it how he says that it's a work car, because do you think I'd allow someone to buy that car for me?
Right. Yeah, he said, yeah, it's... a rental, I think he says. Yeah, no, it doesn't look like a David-esque kind of car. What kind of car would David drive? I'm not sure. In his previous life.
Well, it would have to be some sort of luxury
car. I guess. Car. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't picture him as like a Ferrari driver, but something that is like a Lexus sounds.
A Lexus. Right. Yeah, I don't know. Or would somebody just be driving him around? Did he drive? Would he be someone who drives? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if they were to that level.
Yeah.
Of someone who drives their kids around.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Right.
I'm sure Johnny and Moira were driven around. I don't know that they were to the point where their kids would be driven around.
Or also, if they were New Yorkers, like we don't...
You still don't walk.
Really know.
Yeah.
You think
but even if you're rich, you don't walk.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You're still taking places.
Right.
But you're probably not driving yourself.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know what he would drive.
Or do you just live in the same building that you're... art gallery is in. You know,
maybe.
You just walk down a flight of stairs and you're there, or take the elevator.
I'm sure
possibly.
He had like a studio apartment, like a really cool, like industrial looking studio apartment, which I think they make reference to. I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking about when they talk about like, oh, we could get an apartment together, you know, stuff like that down the line.
But anyway, he has a car.
He does. He does. It's literally like a sedan, an old person
like
kind of sedan. Yeah, Chevy.
Buick, right.
Right,
yeah, something like
Buick,
that.
Yeah.
But anyway, this scene ends with Alexis noticing that Johnny has a button missing off of his
And I love the way she notices, because she's like, oh, ew, you poor thing.
you poor thing.
I like that she says, ew.
like
it's such a tragedy.
It's the thing that really stands out to me about this scene is, where is she going? Anytime we see her leaving the hotel, she seems to be like going for a run. But she's not dressed for a run.
No, she definitely
She's just
for a
leaving
run.
At the same time Johnny leaves for his quote unquote job.
Yeah, or was it like breakfast? Like,
well, yeah, possibly.
But clearly then if they were both going to eat breakfast, they weren't going together because it was a surprise that they both were leaving at the same time. Or maybe, I don't know. Or maybe it was just ironic that they walked out at the same time.
I'm sure that that's what it was, but it just seemed like she... I don't see her up before 10 a.m.
True.
And I see Johnny up, hitting the pavement
early,
going to Bob's garage at the break of day.
Yeah. But yes, he's missing a button.
Yes. And now we go to the cafe.
Yes.
Of course. And the tab...
Yes, the fact that his clothes are kind of, like, unraveling...
It's just the start of this day for
Johnny. Just the start of this day for him, because he wants to add his meal onto his tab.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They're going to breakfast together.
Yeah. Yeah, because she was there.
I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but he wants to add it for the tab, and Twyla basically says, you can't put anything else on your tab. There's a limit to how much you can put on there without paying the bill.
Yes. And I love this, too, because it answers a question I've had, which is, how are they paying for food? Like, they are going out to eat.
Well, every meal.
Two to three meals a day.
All of them. Right.
And I don't know that his unemployment check is going that far.
Well, especially when he's spending it all on raw milk that got poured out.
Of course, yes.
Right.
And he does mention, you know, it's not a big deal. He just has to move things around. He has to make things liquid is what he says to Alexis.
Yeah.
And she says she stayed enough Wall Street losers to know that making liquid is not a good thing.
Right. Yeah. And she wants to know how much trouble they're in.
Right.
Yeah. Because he basically is like, oh, I could probably, you know, take care of it soon. And
right.
Twyla's like, this afternoon.
Right.
Or tomorrow. So she definitely is politely trying to let him know.
Sure.
She's trying to be as forceful, I think, as Twyla can be.
Yeah.
You know, because she didn't want to come right out and say it and, like, I need
it
now. But
yes.
For her, that was very to the point, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. So they have a whole discussion. Alexis kind of learns that the family is in trouble.
Right.
They cannot mention it to Moira and David. They're much too fragile
to
deal with this.
I love how the idea being 2.5 seasons into this series about a financial problem or a family that's in financial issues. Suddenly that is the crux of this episode, is that they are having financial issues.
Right, yeah.
But now we are at the motel's office.
Yes.
Because Stevie's hanging out.
Yeah.
Just doing whatever Stevie does.
Just waiting for somebody to check in.
Sure.
Basically.
Hoping
or out.
Nobody checks
in. Right. But at the same time, hoping no one bothers her.
Yeah.
But it's not her lucky day because Moira shows up and wants to know if the computer has internet.
Right. Does this computer have internet?
Right.
And it's great because I don't know that we've had any Moira Stevie only scenes up
not
to this point.
Yeah,
I mean, they've been together in a room. Normally David's there, though, or maybe she's bringing towels or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think this really is their first time, just the two of them on screen alone.
Right. And Moira is alarmed, I guess.
Yeah.
Not really alarmed. False, like fakely alarmed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because
where this
she
is
said Jocelyn.
From.
She said Jocelyn alluded to the fact that there were scandalous photos of her on the internet.
I like how that is the lie she tells to get this whole thing going, as though it would be something that Jocelyn would bring up or care about.
Well, right.
Or whatever.
Well, yeah, she's just, you know, again.
No,
her,
I know.
Her campaign, she wants
of course.
To make sure
well,
she's.
Yeah, but also, I don't. Where is this coming from? Like, where is this? It has nothing to do with the campaign.
I think she's trying to just.
This is just something
like,
where she's like
drama that people are talking about her. I think it relates to the campaign because she said Jocelyn is the one that's talking about it. Jocelyn is also her opponent. Like, you know, I think she's trying to relate it back to this campaign.
Okay,
I
also think she's just interested in seeing if these photos exist.
Yeah, and you I think the campaign is her opportunity to
yes, no, I understand that.
Check on this, and
but there's no way Jocelyn said anything or cares about
no,
this
I'm
at
sure
all.
I'm sure she didn't.
This
no.
is just her own curiosity and her using this as an excuse to say, "Hey, I wonder if those are out there, or I heard there are naked pictures of celebrities online. Mm-hmm. Someone told me that once.
Right.
Let's see about this."
Yeah.
So she does ask Stevie to check.
She finds some interesting photos of her with some celebrities, like O.J.
Simpson,
and Robert Blake and Phil Spector.
Yes. In a paddle boat with Phil Spector.
Yeah.
Those are so great.
Yeah.
And she says that she did a series of tasteful nudes with Richard Avedon in the 70s.
I don't know who Richard Avedon is.
I don't either, and
we
I didn't look.
Didn't look it up? Why? Why would we not have looked it up?
I think up in real time. And
I'm
I'll
going
cut
to
cut out this research when we're done.
I can't find the internet. Ironically, I wonder if anybody. Maybe we don't need to cut it out because I kind of have a little intriguing question.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder. Whoops, I'm in a totally wrong place to be looking. I don't know how to use the intranet.
What's happening here?
I am wondering if anybody put photos of Moira nude on the internet. A Schitt's Creek fan made up photos of her and put them on the internet as a result of this.
Wait, what do
episode?
You mean made up?
Like, put her
pictures.
Face on some naked body.
Okay, all right. I see what you're saying. Okay, all right.
Like, just for fun.
All right.
You know. Okay, Richard Avedon. So he is an American fashion and portrait photographer.
Okay.
Worked for Harper's Bazaar and Vogue in capturing movement in still pictures of fashion, theater, and dance.
Okay.
So he's like a fashion photographer.
Big in the soap opera
like,
industry.
What's his face? Like Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Just a little. Yeah, he has those like big eyes. Those big Jeff Goldblum eyes, we'll call it. Yes.
So, all right, so
and there's a picture here of Marilyn Monroe. So I'm wondering if perhaps he photographed her at some point.
Well, I would assume that if you look his name up and there's pictures of her, that probably happened.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's who he is. So, an important fashion photographer.
All right.
In the 70s.
Well, we know he's a real person.
He is.
I guess, which is.
I assumed he was a real person.
No,
I just didn't know who he
was. Okay. So, anyway, so that's what's happening in this scene, I guess. All right. So, anyway, so now Alexis, who Who's Alexis talking to in this scene? Is she talking to David?
Oh, she is talking to David because she does not want to reveal this secret that is weighing on her.
Right. And she totally spills the beans about the financial problems.
But I love everything that leads up to it. Mm-hmm. Because first of all, she's talking to him and she says if she has a zit, it's because of using the hotel bar soap to wash her face. But she ends up spilling her bottle of like foundation concealer and she literally is scraping it back into the bottle from the filthy, disgusting hotel carpet. And David just, she's like freaking out about this.
Well, he's appalled by this.
Well, right. He can't even understand why she would do something like this. And she just explains to him, there are things you don't even know about David. And then she kind of explains the fact that they are struggling with money.
But David is then called away. He is called into his parents' room because Moira asks him to search for her nudes online.
Oh, yeah.
I like how she says, because Stevie's computer is several years old and quite prudish.
Right. Yes. Her computer's old and prudish. Yeah, it's probably the most awkward mother-son moment. I mean, there's a lot of awkward mother-son moments in this show between the two of them. Yeah. But this quite possibly could be the most awkward.
Of course, because he says, those are three words I thought I'd only have to type at gunpoint.
At gunpoint, yeah. Yeah, Moira Rose and nudes, yes.
And
again, he couldn't find anything, though.
No.
He said there's nothing coming up. And of course, she's like, I must find them to get rid of them.
Yes. And I have a question here now to pull back the curtain of how we do this podcast, which is haphazardly and without schedule.
Oh, totally.
Sometimes we watch an episode and it takes us a very long time to record.
Right, yes.
And sometimes I will write things in my notes that I do not understand.
Oh, I already had one of those. I wrote child lock question mark. I don't know what that meant. I think it had something to do with the computer.
I think that was the computer
with Stevie.
Yes.
But I wasn't really sure.
At
so what's yours?
Point, in
I want to hear it.
In my notes, I wrote Siamese eels with a question mark. And I don't know what that was.
Was there some kind of picture or something?
Is that something David found
of
her? It's in this same section of my notes. It says Siamese eels.
I didn't write that down. So unfortunately, I can't fill in the blanks. But I do kind of remember something about that, but I don't know what it was.
All right. Okay.
So,
all right. Apologies to anyone and let us know.
Yeah. Let us know about the Siamese eels.
What Siamese eels is and how it pertains to this episode.
Yes. And of course, I think one of, again, Moira always has these classic lines.
Right.
And this is her classic line of, can no one find nude photos of me on the intranet?
Again, this family and the internet don't get along. It doesn't work. They always have problems anytime they are dealing with the internet. And there will be multiple examples of this even in the future. Mm-hmm. And we've already seen it so many times. They need to stay off their phones. They need to stay off their computers. And they will be just fine. They can work at the blouse barn.
Really, is this an issue?
No, it's not an issue, but they make it an issue.
Well,
she makes
true.
It. It's phony made up issue.
Problems.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, true. They're back at the cafe. Mm-hmm. Ted, Alexis, and Twyla are all there. Alexis is able to get some tea on the house.
Yes.
Which I thought was really cute, like the way Twyla kind of brought it to her.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she's like, oh, we always have tea, you know. And she said, don't worry, it's on the house.
No, it was very nice of Twyla.
Yeah. And then Alexis, again, cannot hold in this family secret and spills the beans to Ted. That her family's broke and can't afford to eat.
She can't afford to eat right now.
Right. But Ted may have a solution to their issue because his secretary quit.
Yeah.
And he knows that she needs cash.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexis basically says, no, I can't accept free money.
I don't know what she thinks is happening right now.
Right, yeah. I guess he just thought the money he was paying the secretary he would just give to her.
Just funnel it through to her.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So, super fun because he offers her this job.
Right.
And she wants to interview for it, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But they don't interview quite yet.
No, not quite
yet. There's another great Johnny David scene.
There's
first.
A nice, yes. Apparently, David gives Johnny a ride home from
Bob's garage.
I guess he swings
by and picks him up on his way home from the blouse
bar. Yeah, if their hours line up, I guess he can do this.
I guess so.
It is a fun father-son moment, very awkward and super strange.
Yes.
He mentions that David took harpsichord lessons, which I thought was really great.
Yes. Yeah, because he gave Johnny a ride home. Yeah. He always relied on Johnny to get him to harpsichord lessons.
Mm-hmm.
But David does say, like, he can give him some money if needed, that he's okay with that. He's making money and can help support. And, of course, Johnny tries to hug him and the seatbelt locks and he can't get to him. And David's not making
effort backing
to...
away as though his father's attacking him in the car.
The awkward parent-son moments.
But he also says, to be honest, this is not the most awkward
parent-son
conversation he's had today.
Yes. Yeah, so they have a nice little scene together there.
So now we are back. Oh, boy. It's been so long since we've been in the
vet clinic.
Office.
Yeah.
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 But we are there, and Alexis wants to interview for this position.
She wants to feel like she earned it and did not get any sort of special treatment.
Yes. 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 But she's terribly unqualified for this job.
Oh, absolutely. She knows nothing about running an office or animals or anything.
Right. I mean, he does say, how are your typing skills? And she says, well, you've seen me text. So I guess that is the best thing that she could possibly do is maybe type on a keyboard. We're not even sure about that.
Yeah.
But of course she gets the job.
Well, because US Weekly described her as being up for anything.
Yes.
Which is really cute.
I want to see her resume, and I hope that that's on there.
Oh, totally. I'm sure it might be.
Yeah.
But yeah, she basically has no qualifications, but she has gotten the job.
Right.
Of course.
Exactly.
If there was ever even a doubt.
And again, I wonder, I mean, Ted is super nice.
Mm-hmm.
This probably doesn't have anything to do with him wanting to get back together with her, or does it? I mean, we don't see any of that, but
but I also think he's a nice guy and, you know, figures that he's happy to help her out as a friend.
All right. I just didn't know if you thought he might have ulterior motives, because you don't see any of that. I mean, there's nothing about his character that would make you think that.
What do you mean, ulterior motives? Like this is my way to get back together with her?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure he's thinking, like, this could lead to that, which would be a good thing.
But it's also
But I don't think it's...
Yeah, it's also very strange to be like, you proposed to this person.
Well, right.
And she said no, and then dated this sleazebag that she was doing community service with immediately afterwards.
Wow.
No,
you
I'm
really
just
don't
saying.
Like Mutt.
No, I don't like Mutt.
I know you don't. I don't either, but I wouldn't refer to him as a sleazebag.
I know. That was a joke. But it just seems... It seems he's going above and beyond what he could do, should do.
There's still feelings there, absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's a huge part of it. If she comes and works for me, I'll get to hang out with her. I'll get to spend a lot of time with her. And it's probably going to lead to us getting back together. I'm sure that's a huge part in this. But I also do think he is just a genuinely nice person.
Right.
But he has to know, like, this is going to be a disaster for his vet practice. So that's why I think his motive is...
Listen, his vet practice was fine when he went away for some retreat or vacation and even got 3 extra days, and now he's just doing a house call. I think he's going to be fine regardless of who he has as his secretary.
All right.
Now we're back at the motel.
Oh, another Moira scene.
Kind of excited, I guess, because Stevie says that she found the nude photos online.
Yes. But it's just, and this is like crazy when she says this.
Right.
It's her face on an Indonesian ladyboy's body.
Right.
And I was like, what does that even mean?
It's pretty great.
It's very funny.
But now Moira kind of accepts the fact that these photos are gone.
They're lost.
Lost to time, and she'll never have them or never see them again. And she gives Stevie some great advice that she needs to take as many naked photos of herself as possible.
Even if she thinks she's too spooky. Or has tiny boobies.
I'm too spooky.
She still needs to do it.
Or nobody wants to see my tiny boobies.
I know.
It's so funny. I love those lines.
I know.
They're so great.
I know. They really, yeah. Too they really spooky. Were. Too spooky is especially really.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Really funny.
But but she's kind of sad, you know, at the end of all this.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie's super uncomfortable.
Obviously.
Yes. And for right now, that's sort of where we end it.
Yes.
Because now...
Oh, we're back to the other uncomfortable parent-son.
Yep. David has to drive Johnny to a... Oh, my gosh. I almost said a Mac.
ATM.
Some people say Mac.
Yeah. I still
think
Mac.
That's regional, right?
I don't know.
That's got to be regional.
Like, to our area?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Help us out, listeners.
Listeners, let us know. Do you call it an ATM... Or do you... Nobody calls it a Mac now, but...
Yeah.
At any point in your life, was it referred to as a Mac?
Yeah, like when we were in college, we had to go to the Mac by sales.
Yeah, and it actually said like, Mac. It said M-A-C on it really big, mm-hmm. but I don't know if that was just a branch of bank or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm. All right, anyway, what do you call it, everyone? But
yeah.
They're kind of arguing a little bit about how much money it's around... 500 if you give 500 or over 500.
He needs 560.
Right.
They finally, end up discussing.
Yes.
But there's an error with his PIN.
With his PIN?
And Johnny does not like him calling it a PIN number.
No, because it's just repetitive.
Right.
It's like calling it a Mac machine. I think the first word is machine.
It's not. A Mac machine is a money access center.
Oh, is it really? I thought it was a machine. I don't know what else
accepting
I thought
cash.
Yep, machine...
That doesn't accept cash, though. Right. So, it's a money access center. Is Mac.
Money access center machine. So, if it's a Mac machine, that's what it is.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's okay to say it there because there's no duplication of the word.
No, you're right.
Yeah. PIN number, uh-uh.
Huh. No. Just
not
like
okay.
a VIN number on your car. It's not a VIN number.
Oh, yeah. VIN.
Just like RBIs in baseball. Runs batted ins? No. You don't put the S at the end. It's just RBI.
Oh, I don't follow baseball.
Anyway, it does... I don't really either.
Anyway.
He gets it wrong.
Yes.
Upwards of three times, let's say.
Yes.
Enough that the machine eats the card.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was kind of watching because he said the numbers were his birthday. And he was typing in 1282. So I guess his birthday is January 2nd, 1982.
I guess so.
Yes.
Which would make him... years old.
Well, right.
I can't do that math right now.
No, but that would be what?
38 when we're recording this.
Yeah. But he doesn't ever really think, but he wasn't 38.
When the show was on.
Oh my God. Maybe 36.
No, it would be 34.
Yeah, because it was 4 years ago.
I thought it was 2018.
Oh man.
All right.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to do the math.
No, that's okay.
So kudos to you
for
working that out.
And sometimes I think he refers to himself as being in his mid-20s, which is very bizarre.
But remember we said we thought like early 30s. So I do feel like that puts him a little later than what I was sort of thinking.
Sure.
Like we were saying like late 20s.
I wonder if that's his 30s. Actual birthday. It's not, is it?
It's not. He just had a birthday in August, like this month.
All right. So for the show, you just gotta have four numbers for the PIN.
Or wait, was it August or the end? Because his next PIN, no, but it wouldn't have been his next PIN that he says out loud is 7283. So then it was like there was conversation about when was his birthday? July 2nd, 1983.
So he's younging himself on the second PIN.
He might be. I'm not certain. I don't know.
Anyway, we're looking so much stuff up in this episode. I don't think we've ever done this before. But we're almost done with season 2.
Yeah, his birthday is August 9th.
Of what year?
I don't know.
I thought you were, weren't you just
it's
on
in
there?
My phone calendar.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the year.
That's fine. That's okay. So they have to go into the bank to get this sorted out.
They do, which is a whole other adventure.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I love the interaction with this bank teller when he says, it's my birthday, and she goes,
Happy birthday. It's 83.
Okay, all
right. So 8983.
That's so weird that they just wouldn't put that in there for the show.
Yeah, like, that's his, it's, his Dan's
it's
real
It's not
birthday.
Like his birthday's on the 29th where it just wouldn't work out for a four-digit pin. It seems strange that in writing this, they just wouldn't put it in as either the first or second pin. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they deal with this bank teller. Bank teller, her name is Kirsten Rasmussen.
Oh.
And
tell us all about her.
Unlike, I can't tell you much about her.
This is her first.
I mean, unlike lot of people that we have seen on the show.
Yeah, usually they have some history.
This is her first acting gig. She has a few credits after this, but this was really a great start.
What a fun show to be your start.
Yeah, so good for her.
Absolutely. Way to go, Kirsten.
Kirsten. I mean, it's K-I-R-S-T.
Candidate.
So anyway.
So she. Good for her.
So they are arguing because Johnny. I love how when he tells her his new pin, Johnny's upset because he's like, "You just said it aloud. You can't say your pin aloud."
Right.
It's a whole mess.
Yeah.
It's a kind of fun interaction. It reminds me a lot of when Johnny went and had to deal with a woman for his unemployment check.
Yeah.
Much like that.
Yes.
Might be the same set. Not sure.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. But yes, I would have to agree.
Yeah. So I guess this all gets sorted out. And now we're sort of at the end of the episode because everybody's back at the motel.
Yes.
Alexis gets Johnny a little card for his financial hardships.
And she announces and shares that she's now going to be making money to help
out
more.
Yes. Right. Everybody's very proud of her.
And Johnny found his button, too. So things are looking up.
Yep.
Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
Yep, they sure are.
Yes.
I like how Johnny looks for money in the card, which is really funny because she just got this job a couple hours ago. I don't know where he thinks she's getting money
from.
Well,
right. Yeah. And it was like a condolences card.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And she was like, no, there's no money. It's just a card of support. Yeah. So she gives Johnny a hug and she encourages David to join in because Dad's poor right now.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're all hugging.
Yeah.
Which is always like a...
It's so nice.
This is like really a little bit of an awkward to get to this moment, but it's a really sweet moment.
Right.
And of course, Moira comes in and wants to know what this is all about and why is he hugging the kids?
But, you know, he mentions that Alexis got a new job and she is also very proud, very excited about this.
She says she'll have a shiny new future.
Yep. It's very cute.
It's very cute.
And now we're back with Moira and Johnny in their room.
Looks like they're maybe getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And she's still lamenting the fact that she cannot find nude photos of herself on the internet.
Right.
And he says, look in his work folio.
Yes.
And even though specifically it's like the outside pocket, whatever. And I guess there's a photo in there.
A Polaroid.
Multiple photos. Who knows?
From Greece.
Yes.
In 1987.
Uh-huh. And it's a very cute ending because, of course, it ends with her wanting to know how to put it on the internet.
Now, how do I get this on the internet? Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very adorable.
Yeah.
And that's how it ends.
Yeah. Lots of great little funny moments in this one. Between everybody. It's a very busy cast kind of episode,
There's a lot going on in this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we see a lot from this family, which I think is kind of cool, too, because in the beginning, they were very separate. And we tended to see them very separate. And now that we are starting to see them kind of come together a bit more, we're seeing in their scenes, you know, that they're coming together, interacting more, doing more with each other, driving each other to work, you know. Yeah, so I think that's symbolic as we're going through.
Wow, this is so great.
So at the end of every episode, what we do is we rank the episodes of Schitt's Creek from the best to the least best. So, Carla, I will ask you, if this episode were a applying for a job as a secretary, would you give this episode that job, or would you pass and move on to the next candidate?
Oh, man. I think I would probably put this in. It's getting really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, there's 21 episodes here at this point.
Also,
and this
remember,
is adding in a 22nd.
This doesn't matter.
Oh, I know it doesn't matter, okay. But I feel bad, like, bumping something else out of
course.
The way.
Yes.
I would probably put this as my new number 8, perhaps.
Whoa. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Your new
I put it right after Milk Money.
Milk Money.
There's, yeah. I think that
Moira
was also really fun.
Versus Town Council, right in the middle
of
those two.
Yeah.
So I think this might be one of the ones where we are the most different about.
Really?
I'm not saying that this is a bad episode, but I'm probably going to put this down as my new number 13.
Wow, that is a big difference for us.
Yeah.
Usually we're pretty close.
Not that I didn't enjoy it. It's a fine episode, but there really wasn't anything upon rewatch that I was really all that excited about. I mean, it's fun to see that, oh, this is how she gets her receptionist job.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
you know, David gets a car, but that doesn't really come to anything. And also the idea of the car, even in this episode, doesn't come to anything. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not like they're arguing about who's going to use the car when and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
Right.
I'm not saying it's a bad episode, but it's certainly not one of my favorites.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, all right. Take that, everyone.
Yeah.
So thank you everyone for listening. Please remember we are on Facebook, where I don't even want to say we're on Twitter. So find us on Facebook, follow us, please go on to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts and give us a 5-star rating and review. It really does help the show. It helps us to be found by other people if we are ranked higher. And we will talk to you all in 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
when we discuss episode 10 of season 2, Ronnie's Party.
Ooh, it's a Ronnie-centric episode.
Big time Ronnie yes. episode. And I'm excited, if for nothing else, just the wig that Moira wears to Ronnie's party.
Oh, absolutely.
So everybody, we will talk to you again in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.
Warmest regards.